Wrestling with Martin Bester.
Our guest on the show this morning, Barry Bateman. Good morning, Barry, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and your pleasure, Martin. Morning, guys.
And thanks for this very kind gift. Liesl, you didn't even see this.
Look What's
this.
Happening?
Look at this.
Where? What?
My wife insisted, Shalane, she said, if you're going to be visiting Martin and the team, you've got to contribute to the drive. So there's a little something from my wife and my girls.
And she got the color scheme right.
She
it
did.
Was definitely her.
Yes.
Even the little wrap around it, you can see it wasn't Barry.
Yeah, it wasn't Barry.
Attention to detail.
Yes.
Does she get that from you? Do you get it from her?
No, I get it from her.
Barry, I mean, within the industry, we're familiar, but for the sake of the listeners who aren't familiar, you've been a journalist for a while now.
Yeah, about nearly 20 years. I think I've been reporting since about 2004.
Your name also popped up quite a bit during the Pistorius, Oscar Pistorius trial.
Yes.
In fact, you wrote a book about it?
Myself and Mandy Wiener, we put together the book on the Oscar Pistorius trial, but I've also done a lot of reporting on the Guptas back in there when they came to fame.
Yes.
I broke the Vaudecluff Air Force Base landing. I was at the airport.
Oh, really?
Quite a bit of fun.
And now you have moved to AfriForum.
Private prosecution.
What made you do that move?
You know, it's been a long time coming, actually. I've been looking at leaving industry itself. I'm studying towards a law degree, so I'm very interested in the law. And I see an opportunity, if you're looking at newsrooms and the dwindling resources and the lack of expertise when it comes specifically to court reporting.
Sure.
And going into communications sphere where I can bridge that gap between courtrooms and our newsrooms. And this opportunity arose, speaking to Harry Nell and he invited me and I grabbed it with two hands. I'm still in the media. I'm still talking about court cases. So absolutely loving it.
I was just about to mention, I mean, to work with advocate Harry Nell is always a pleasure. I mean, the guy is a legend.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Does important work.
Oh, very important. You know, and he's got an incredible team that he's assembled at the private prosecution unit. Very, very skilled people.
So I was on Twitter last week, and then I saw you tweeted these videos, and then I started watching the videos, and man.
Blood boils.
It was just shocking. It's just shocking, shocking, shocking. And it goes on and on and on. If you haven't seen it, it's a video shared now a while ago. It went viral from there of this man assaulting this woman in the worst possible way. And it just keeps going. It started in what looks like an office. And now I understand of his dealership.
That's correct, yes.
In Pretoria.
That's correct, yes.
And that was his wife in the video.
That was his wife.
And then it continues even outside where he just, I understand there are still kids in the car. It's this horrible assault. It really is. And then I read on and get to, I mean, if your blood wasn't boiling enough there, then you read on to the point where he admitted to it, pleaded guilty to assault.
Yes.
Not necessarily what we saw in the video, but some other cases.
No. Those videos were linked because there were actually two incidents on the 15th and the 18th of November, 2018.
All right.
And he pleaded guilty to those two incidents.
What you saw in the video.
Pleaded guilty to that.
Unbelievable. And then the conviction was what?
Well, he got a 20,000 rand fine and, 3-year prison sentence, which was suspended for 5 years.
How does that happen? I mean, clearly the court couldn't have seen the videos.
They didn't. And I'll tell you why. You know, it was a problem for us having to sit there. We were on a watching brief for Nicolene Swart, for the complainant in the matter.
Yeah.
Two things happened in the sentencing. The first was the defense counsel got up and they said, my client, Mr. Swart, he's shown remorse. He's going for psychological, support to deal with his anger issues and so on. Not a shred of evidence was presented to the court, but the state didn't object. So that aspect of going to getting counseling was accepted by the court unchallenged. Then the other aspect, when the state got up and said, we want to present you evidence, video evidence, to show you these assaults.
Then what?
The defense got up and objected to the authenticity. The state didn't take it any further. They said, well, we'll abide by the court's ruling. You know, if you're not going to admit these to the record, well, then we'll move on.
Oh, my gosh.
And in your estimation, the court, the state could have done so much more.
Well, they had an expert witness lined, because remember, we were supposed to sit for trial on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They had summoned an expert witness, a video expert witness, to come on Wednesday. If the state wanted to call somebody to present evidence on the authenticity of the video, they could have just postponed for one day. We had 3 days set down. All they needed to do was wait the one day, and they'd have their expert witness. Or they could have called Nicolene. She was there, ready to testify. The prosecutor didn't even greet her that morning. Not a single word to her.
And that's where you decided, as AfriForum's private prosecution unit, to further the case.
No? Well, the case is not going to go any further, unfortunately.
You can't.
That's it.
What?
The state is very limited in its opportunity or scope to appeal a court's decision. There has to be an error in law. Unlike an accused person who can, for a wide variety of reasons or on the grounds that another court will come to a different decision, the state can't do that. And in this case, it was just a poorly presented case by the state. It wasn't an error.
That particular case is closed.
That case is closed. It's done. He's been sentenced. Nice. That's it.
But what happened since? Barry Bateman on the show this morning and more coming up.
Wake up. It's going to be a great day. Your morning family. Yeah. Breakfast with Martin Bester.